I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Police in Bangkok have released security camera footage of the suspect in yesterday's bomb attack that killed at least 20 people and injured about 100 more. That footage is eerily reminiscent of the moments before the Boston bombing a few years ago. You see grainy pictures of a man in a T-shirt leaving a backpack near where the bomb went off. In Bangkok, it happened at a shrine that's popular with tourists, and it exploded at the peak of rush hour in one of the city's busiest intersections.
People are just scared now. I mean, it's gone beyond the politics of it. It's just a sort of a visceral fear that anything can go wrong anytime.
In a minute, we'll speak with crime novelist John Burdett, who calls Bangkok home. But first, who's behind the bomb attack? Joseph Liao is a senior fellow at the Brookings Center for East Asia Policy Studies. So I know you know Thailand really well. What jumps out at you about this particular bomb attack?
Well, I think on the one hand, we have to realize that bomb attacks in general are not unknown in Thailand. Various elements, including insurgents operating in the southern provinces of the country, as well as political opponents of the establishment based in Bangkok itself, have periodically used bomb attacks to further their objectives. But having said that, I think the sheer size, magnitude, and devastation of this particular bomb blast is something that has not been known in Thai political history.
So I know you talked about the insurgency in the south of Thailand, but given the size of the bomb, where it went off, and the time of its detonation, who's on your short list? I mean, what does that all suggest to you about possible scenarios of who might have done this?
Well, I think that in general, you could probably pinpoint three possibilities as far as perpetrators are concerned. The first, insurgents from the south. That one, what we have to keep in mind is that the insurgency, by and large, however violent it might be, has been contained in the southern provinces itself. So if indeed insurgents have decided to take it out of the region, that marks a major departure, because you're talking about an insurgency where militants claim to be fighting a legitimate struggle for the interests of the local communities. But if they are doing that through indiscriminate attacks in the heart of Bangkok that are targeting civilians, I think that pretty much discredits any sort of claim of legitimacy that they might have. The second group that people will be paying attention to is the possibility of international terrorism rearing its head in Bangkok. If we want to pursue that line of inquiry, a few things to keep in mind as well. First, so far there have not been any claim of responsibility, at least not as far as I am aware of. And that's somewhat different from attacks perpetrated by elements aligned with Al-Qaeda, for example, or even the Islamic State, where such groups are always very eager to claim responsibility. This was not a suicide bombing, whereas in the case of many attacks linked to these more prominent international terrorist groups, the modus operandi they have preferred is precisely suicide attacks. The third group that is on everyone's watch list is, of course, political elements who are opposed to the current military junta.
Can you just tell us what is the basic tension in Thailand that keeps bringing the military back to power? I mean, this was a 12th coup since 1932.
Yes. Basically, you have a military and a traditional aristocratic elite within Thailand, centered mostly in Bangkok. That was the norm in Thailand until you had very populist and very rich Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, who came to power, and he was seen as a threat by these elements. And through a number of ways, essentially, he was moved aside with a military coup back in 2006. But because he has been a populist prime minister, he has a very strong base. He's also very rich, so he has the wherewithal to sustain that base. And it is the actions of that base that have attempted to challenge and undermine various governments linked to this aristocratic traditional elite, linked to the military, since the coup back in 2006. What that led to was another military coup just last year. And again, given the resources that the pro-Thaksin camp has at their disposal, it's very difficult to believe that the military government has been able to eliminate all opposition to it.
But again, that tension, that domestic tension, has never kind of expressed itself with this level of violence before, has it?
Yes, you're exactly right. There have been bombings, but not at this scale. So I think Thailand is in for a very rough ride in the next few months, if not years.
Joseph Liao, Senior Fellow at the Brookings Center for East Asia Policy Studies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.